Bear Podcast 329, and this is a Chaser show. Well, this is the continuation of episode 328 with Jeff and Ryan. So Ray and I had we had fun podcasting with Jeff and Ryan. Jeff is from New York and Ryan is from Toronto, and we talked a lot more about relationships. So just listen in. If you have any comments, send your voicemails at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And you can also email us at show@bearpodcast.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes. I hope you guys enjoy.
Well, while we're on bear runs and talking about chasers and how they are, I got an email this morning that I'd like to read to y'all, since we got two chasers that just went to a bear run and a little veterans on here. Mm-hmm. Let me get to it. Okay. Dear Ray, I have a quick question. I'm 21 years old and a chaser. I have the build of a cross-country runner, no meat, and was wondering how accepted chases are at bear runs parties. I'm too chicken shit to go to one for fear of being the only chasing there and no one being attracted to chasers. Are there many bears interested in chasers? I'm not too involved with the gay community, since there really isn't one here in the boondocks where I live. But the guy's wondering, what's it like to be a chaser at a bear event?
Oh, good question. Hmm.
And this is for somebody that's out in the boonies and has never been to a bear event and has no idea what to expect. How would y'all respond to this?
Okay, maybe. Go ahead, Ryan.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Okay, so to me, it's been a mixed experience. Before I was really shy. I was hanging out with friends, and I tended to hang out with friends who I know and not to meet people. And to me, it's kind of mixed, because half mixed in a way that one part is I may not be someone who's people are attracted to in the bear run, but at the same time there are it's big eye candy for me that I would be there, and I get to meet people, new people, even though people are not into chasers. And yeah, it's just a mixed feeling for me whenever I go to bear run. But lately, I was talking about before, but lately for me, whenever I go to bear run, I've met a lot of friends already, and I met a lot of people, yeah, either through Fence of Friends or through this podcast, or race admirers. So I get to meet people, and right now I'm very comfortable, and I'm just excited to meet new people, and I'm always excited. And bear runs for me is it's always usually a good cause, because of fundraisers, you know, they have beneficiaries and stuff, and yeah, I'm more comfortable now in bear runs. That's just how I feel. How about you guys, Jeff?
I have, just like you, I've had mixed results too with each run. Each run is basically different in my respect. Some runs seem much more chaser friendly, some less so. It all really boils down to how social you are too, because you also have to really stick your foot out there and really just introduce yourself to just the bears and just say hi and just start a conversation with them, because they may not necessarily start a conversation with you, not because they don't want to talk to you, but maybe because they're shy and they think you're cute. But It all goes both ways, so there's lots to talk about, but you just have to you just really have to get out there and just talk to them. So,
hello, Narf. Hey,
hey, Ryan. It's Mike. Is it Michael?
Hello.
Michael. Oh, that's we're echoing.
Did he just wake up?
Yeah, he's just laying here in bed next to me.
Oh, nice.
Oh, are y'all naked?
Well, I'm wearing a jock strap.
Is it leather?
Not leather, but Michael's naked.
Oh, ooh. Take pictures. Oh, no, FaceTime, FaceTime. Hold on, wait, FaceTime.
I don't have FaceTime. we don't get in Canada till like August or something.
I see.
Darn.
We'll talk about that a bit later.
Well, yeah. I don't have iPhone 4, so I can't get FaceTime anyhow. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how about you, Ryan? How does it feel? Do you feel the same way?
I mean, when I came out, like, I'm not gonna say 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
yeah, but you were like 12, so.
Yeah, yeah. I was a lot twinkier. Like, I stuck out like a sore thumb at their events. Like, I used to dye my hair, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, I used to brush it up. Like, I have pictures, but I'm not gonna show you.
Use an album art.
I'll find them on the internet.
We'll find them.
But you know, it definitely. My advice to anybody who's never been to one, I'll just say go, because like that's the if not for the eye candy, at least the experience of being around really really cute guys and guys that are your type, and there are a lot of nice guys. There's always nice guys at bear events, no matter what. In my opinion, like anywhere I've been to, there's always at least someone who's going to talk to you, and I found that. You know, a lot of bears are shy. It depends on the event, but you know, there are some bears that are shy, and you know, all you just go talk to people, just go to a bear event and experience it. That's the only way to meet people. So
yeah, yeah, I agree.
I'm shy at bear events, so I know.
You are? You know, I can just imagine Ray if you're in a because you know Ray is an equivalent. Well, somewhat equivalent of a chaser. Asian Convention is the International Friendship Weekend that happens every Labor Day here in the U.S. And it's actually a weekend with chaser. Well, Asians actually, Asians and friends usually, and Longyang Club members and stuff like that. How would you feel if you're in a more, let's say, a big majority are Asians? Ray, you're just turning the table to you, Ray. Just
oh, you mean like if I went to a convention, there are a bunch of Asians there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Heaven,
it would be for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure none of them would come up and talk to me, but I'd like say, hey, how you doing? And they'd run off and go, and then.
Yeah.
Are there big burly boyfriend would show up and like, are you talking to my boy?
Yeah. Would you feel threatened though? Like, there's just too much competition or something? Because there's a big, usually in the Asians and Friends communities, it's usually almost like 50-50. Like 50% Asians and 50% Friends. Or
bear friends. You know, people attracted to other people, and you know, people are going to flirt and do what they're going to do. So, you know, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. You know,
What about a chaser run? Would you go to that?
A chaser
I'd
run?
Be there in a heartbeat.
Oh my god!
I mean, let's put it this way. I've been to TBRU, I think 5 times. Out of those 5 times, I met people and stuff. I met people, talked to people, met new people through the show and stuff. But as far as getting intimate with somebody, it's only happened once.
Oh really? Okay.
Wow.
Hmm. We can arrange that. Ryan,
I'll meet you.
I think the time it happened, Jeffrey, you were there. It was the year that I met you.
Uh huh. He'll wait for you at the Dick Duck. So.
I'll call Kesha and get her to write a song. Dick Duck.
Dick Duck. Dick Duck. Dick Duck. Dick Duck.
I'm sure there's gonna be a remix.
I'm sure. Oh my god. So yeah, it's that's a good topic there you got.
But I've always, when I go, I usually always meet interesting people. The one thing I like doing about Bear Watch is there's usually not anything there for me, but I enjoy for the people that come and have a good time and letting them provide that to them so they can have a good time. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, yeah. And Bear Watch is pretty much 99% bears.
Yeah, pretty so, much. Mm-hmm.
You know, and
when is it?
I'm just kidding.
It's the weekend before.
I've tried to get you down here for years, Ryan.
I know. Yeah. I have to make it out there.
Yeah, my partner wants to meet you, Ryan.
Back off,
man. Oh, sorry. Oh, I wanted to ask that to Ray. Ray, how about if it's a, you know, a 50-50, like a chaser and chaser and bear event, you know, it kind of a big turnout that way. Do you sometimes have a problem with cock blocking?
I have a problem with that anywhere in the bear community because, in our little group, there's more than one bear that's into chaser. So I always get steamrolled pretty much out of the way anyhow a lot of the time. So because I'm just not, if somebody I'm interested in, I'll get aggressive. But if it's somebody I'm just like, oh, yeah, they're nice, okay, then I won't go for it.
Ooh, aggressive, Ray. Have you ever cock blocked anyone, Ray?
Oh, hell yeah.
What's your technique?
I've intentionally fucked people shit up just because they pissed me off.
Wow, Ray.
I'm bitter and evil. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just if I'm not going to get them, your ass ain't going to get them either.
Ah, okay. Nice. Yeah, cock blocking. How do you guys feel about cock blocking? Have you guys experienced that a lot?
I have. Not just bear events, but anywhere, right? Yeah. I've any bar you go to, there's always cock blockers. But I mean, at bear events, I don't know because I don't compete per se. Like I actually a lot of chasers at bear events are my friends. So, I'm not gonna fight over anybody. Like I don't really get into that game because to me it's not a conquest. To me, it's about going out and having a good time. So if I meet someone, cool. If not, then you're out, you're drunk dancing. So that's the way I look at things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I look at it this way. If I was at a bear event and Ryan was there, I would throw a Twinkie on the floor to get to him.
Nice.
Fried Twinkie,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, because that distract everybody's attention for 30 seconds and I can make my move.
Good. Good job. How about you, Jeff? Any cock blocking or got cock blocked?
Nothing really memorable. If anything, maybe cock stalling or cock helping.
Okay.
Yeah. Cock stalling wise, I think actually I did that to Ryan the other day accidentally because.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah, I didn't even know it either because I was like talking to you and I was like asking for your phone number. Then, like, right afterwards, and you left with this guy, and I'm like, oh shit, did I like did a minor cock block?
Which one was it? Sorry.
Which one?
Okay. He was muscular. He was thin, kind of like a muscle guy, I guess. I don't know. It was like the first night that I saw you.
Because okay. I was drunk every time I saw you at Spiritus. You know that, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No. That the last. I think was it the last night you were looking for me at Spiritus, but I had to leave.
No, it was the first night. It was the first night that I saw you, and I was exchanging numbers, and you actually pressed the phone, the number on your number on my phone, and I actually called your phone that time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. So don't delay. Don't do a cock delay. I think it's cock delay.
Cock helping
bump.
Is
all you need. Get bumped.
Yeah. But wait, let me start. Do you remember Ray about what was that place again? It was 2001. You know, Venture Inn. Ray,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember Venture Inn in Main Street in Houston?
Heard of it?
But anyway, it's a leather bar. It used to be a leather bar before Ripcord was up here in Houston, and we were.
Now the Ripcord was there too.
Oh, is there? Well, before I was hanging out more at Ripcord back then. I was going to Venture Inn. This was 2001, even before I met Mike.
Oh, you skanky little Asian boy.
I was just looking. We would go there, and there's
a lot to see going on there.
Yes, that's right. There's a Filipino friend of mine, friend of ours, who came from Chicago. No, that's not me. But we were there, and we were just hanging around. We were looking at some of the bears, and I was kind of talking to one of the bears, and the Filipino guy. Oh, we lost someone. We lost Ryan.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me get Ryan back. If I can. Uh-huh. I don't know if I can get him back. We'll see.
Hello.
Hello. What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You got disconnected. But yeah, we're back. Yeah, I was saying, I was in this Venture Inn, and there's this guy who was
He's sucking you.
No. We're just talking and everything. But the other guy who came from Chicago, hey, you're local, so you just let me handle all the bears here because okay, fine. Oh God. And it's a Filipino friend of mine, but okay, go ahead. I'm local here. That's how you look at it. Okay, but yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I remember. It's really lame, but not much cock blocking on my side or experienced any. I got cock blocked a lot, but more like talking to people and somebody would grab the other guy's attention. So anyway, that's just it.
You know what? I don't. You know what irks me more than cock blocking?
What?
Is I've already done you once. I don't think I'm going to do you again.
Oh, really?
That happens a lot with chasers, I noticed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. No double takers. No.
No double takers.
No.
On the couple
there are ways to get around that.
What, wear a wig or what?
Well, I found a bear and I don't once, and I already hooked up with him once. And then afterwards, he told me what some of his fetishes were, and then I ended up wearing something that was like towards his fetish, and then he ended up hooking up with me again. So you can kind of work with that.
Oh,
so it makes you interesting again.
You were interesting only once.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I guess it's only interesting once.
Yeah,
it's not what wolf means. Worf only one fuck.
Whoa.
Ooh.
What? Say that again? What is it?
Worth only one fuck.
Worth only one fuck.
I heard that from you, Nard. Aren't you the one that told me that?
Oh,
you probably came up with it because you know, she used to be a hoe.
Excuse me? What? I can't believe you're saying that.
We're not so much Maynard the Innocent anymore, are we now?
Uh-huh. Gosh, you guys are evil. What is it? What? Worth only one fuck? I love that. I should write that down. Okay, he's a wolf. Okay, all right. So how about a different topic? From the Excel file, from the list that we have here. Okay, question for Bear: if you got involved with the chaser while he was small, and he got bigger drastically from weightlifting, weight gain, does that change your feelings for him?
I know everybody in the world is going to think I'm a vain person, but yes.
Oh, really? Oh, my.
I mean, it depends. It depends. If it was a medical reason that something happened and they gained weight, then fine. But there's a reason I'm dating a chaser.
I see. Okay. It's more in the physical, really. Wow, Ray.
Well, I am a true Taurus. I am physically attracted to things. And if I'm not physically attracted to it, then it ain't going to happen.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. So let's keep it trim, guys. Let's keep ourselves trim. Okay, don't gain weight. How about the reverse? Jeff, how about the reverse? What if your bear lost a lot of weight and became as small as you?
That's next to impossible.
Well, yeah, but let's just say it's for the sake of argument.
I would definitely still be attracted to them. I mean, it depends on how much history I have with them. I mean, if I have if I knew this person for several years and, you know, over the span of like 5 years, they lost weight and stuff. Yeah, I would still be attracted to them. But for me personally, I'm starting to learn that I'm really attracted to guys, to bears, mainly because of the hair. So really the thinness almost doesn't really matter because I actually like otters too, as well as bears. So he'd just convert himself from a bear to an otter. So
okay.
What if he was doing chemo and lost all the hair and it didn't grow back? Because that does
well,
happen.
I wouldn't want that to happen to anybody. So I mean it would go on with history. So I mean if we were involved for a long time, I'd still definitely care about the person.
What if he lost weight because of crystal meth?
Oh, well, I'm not really guys that are into drugs. So
oh, okay. I would
try to get them off drugs or try to stay away from that. But okay. I actually started thinking if a bear actually loses weight and he's really hairy, I actually think that I would be more turned on if he would lose weight. Not because he got thinner, but because I think when a bear gets thinner, he actually gets hairier because the skin where the hair follicles are, it gets more compact. It gets more dense.
Oh, really? Oh, I never thought of it that way.
So I actually think that they would you get are... hairier, and then I would actually like them more because it looks like they got more hair.
You are overthinking this, Jeff.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my god.
But isn't the epidermis like over the fat? Like they're not really getting more hair. They just look smaller. Is that?
Well, no, the skin shrinks, so right. The hair is more compressed.
Ah, okay, I see.
I see. How about you, Ryan? How about your bear losing a lot of weight?
When I first started liking bears, I actually like guys like over 300 pounds. But I mean, that's changed over the years. And the first time, one of the few guys that I really, really loved when I was younger, we broke up. And then I didn't see him for many, many years. He was a bear. He was about 260 or something like that. But then I saw him not recently, but maybe a year ago. Like I saw a picture of him. He told me he lost a lot of weight. And to me, he still looks beautiful. So it doesn't really matter if he lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I don't know. To me, if I care about you, I care about you. So
yeah, that's true.
Well, it also depends on the relationship. I mean, if it's something.
Yeah.
It's been long term, then it's a whole different story. I mean, because we all get older and fatter and things change as we get older. That happens, but.
Mm-hmm. You know. You build a bond with them.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Love conquers a lot, trust me.
I'm kind of with Jeff here. It's more of history. If you really invested a lot of emotional stuff with a guy, even though he becomes a twink or he manscapes all the way, or. Whatever happens right now at this point, if you really love the guy, it's not like I'm gonna I'm gonna leave the guy
I'm gonna shave Mike the next time he comes into town.
No, don't. Okay, no. If there's intervention like that, no.
Bring him over, and we'll get 4 or 5 guys, and we will start shaving.
I will shave my my name on his back. Yeah.
I'll shoot the video.
All right. Okay. Turn the tables on you, Ray, since you take the videos. That's right. Wow, it's been it's an interesting topic about boyfriends or partners or even sex partners who lose a lot of weight. So, listeners, if you guys have any experience like that, what do you guys think of having your partner lose a lot of weight more than you if you're a bear yourself? And I don't know, how do you feel about that? And I'm just wondering myself how people would react to that, people if their partners have lose a lot of weight. Okay, so yeah, call us 206-222-BEAR and leave your voice message. It would be good to hear from you guys. Anyway, okay, so we're almost an hour here, guys. Wow. And how about any future plans for you guys? Jeff, are you going anywhere?
Future plans right now, I'm trying to hurry up and just get all these Bear Week photos out, and then after that, then probably start planning for maybe an Asian and friends trip to Ohio to meet that group out here. And then probably like a couple weeks after that, I'm going to come out and see you, Nard.
Yes.
Yes, in Ohio.
Yes, we'll be in Ohio, a softball team. That's why we've been doing some fundraising because our softball team is going to Ohio for the, the Gay World Series in Columbus, Ohio. So we're excited about that. Probably going to a few episodes ago. Was it last episode? I can't remember. But about 2 episodes ago, we had Jim from Columbus Bears, the Columbus Ursine Brotherhood in Columbus, Ohio. And we had him in the show. We talked about the bear camp. So I registered. That's right. Are you going to that bear run, Jeff?
Yes. I'm pretty sure we're going to be going. I don't know what Mike's work schedule is, but we're thinking about going to see that as well as local attractions in the area and the baseball games.
Yes, awesome. I'll be there. So, yeah, let's hang out. Ooh, I get to see you
Ron,
again.
While
Jeff.
They're doing that, you can just come down and join me at Southern Decadence.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good. So, how about you? Any plans for you? Southern Decadence, Ryan?
No. Oh, I'm broke from P-Town. But any plans for me? I thought about going to Columbus, but I think I have a rugby tournament. Not tournament, but I have a few rugby games at the end of the month in August. So I'll probably go there. I think we're going to Ottawa to play a friendly with them, like the Ottawa Gay Rugby Team. Mm-hmm. And I think September we have a bear event here in Toronto. Labor Bear Weekend or something like that.
Labor Bear Weekend.
Yeah.
Nice. Bears and labor.
Bears. Yeah.
So I just heard about it actually at P-Town from a friend from Toronto. So I'll probably go there. But other than that, no big plans really.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ray? Are we doing anything this weekend? No.
I'm sitting at home. I'm broke.
You're broke?
I'm broke.
Yeah.
And since we started that fund, that 401k fund for Ray.
Oh, okay. Well, it depends
but,
if
you... But anybody out there with extra money and they want to donate it to me, send it right on.
Mm-hmm. They could contribute...
So I too can go to Bear Events.
Contribute 6%. 6%. And Ray will match it one-to-one. So, actually, this is a two-parter that we're doing. This Chaser show. Because next week, Mike and I, my partner and I, will be in. Where are we going? Oh yeah, we're going to Europe. We're going to Europe on Monday, and we're looking forward to that. So we're going to be there at the Gay Games, in Cologne, Germany. So yeah, I expect to take lots of pics and videos of probably some hot shot putters or some bear weightlifters. Oh, I keep imagining the Heinz Olesch type.
Yeah. So, he's so hot.
I know. I keep imagining him being gay and being there.
I remember when I was really young, when I was like 15, 16, and I'd be watching those strongman events with my dad. Uh-huh. And he asked me, he's like, "Why do you keep watching this shit?"
He just because I'm the gay. No, I like bears. You just couldn't say that, huh?
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, I admire their athleticism."
Oh, bullshit!
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. Yeah, I like watch. I used to watch a lot of wrestling back then. I remember, whereas there's some hot bears.
Arn Anderson.
Mm-hmm. And back then, I thought Jerry Lawler, the King, was a pretty hot bear. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, Jerry Lawler, it's very hairy, and right now he's like. I don't know. He's so trimmed down now. I don't like Jerry Lawler too much right now. Plus, I don't know. I don't like the way I've seen him lately. I don't know in videos and or YouTube videos that I've seen. But anyway, how about you, Jeff? You used to watch a lot of strongman videos.
I used to watch just a lot of. Anything that had bearish stuff in it, anything like Tom Selleck, anything movies with Tom Selleck, or what was that TV show that he was in? Oh, I forgot.
In and Out.
Yeah.
No, not it. Yeah, Magnum PI. Yeah, Magnum PI.
He's always shirtless there, right?
Yep. Well, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Is he gay?
No.
Oh, he's just acting it. You're like just like an In and Out. He was making out with Kevin Kline. Remember? Hmm. That's a long time ago. Gosh, In and Out. But yeah, it's Ray. Do you, for you, you like sporting events like gymnastics, don't you? Especially.
I want to see Colton Haynes and Derek Lautner, whatever his name is. I mean,
Jake. Wait, not Jacob.
Jacob. What's his name? Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Wrestle.
Wrestling. You and your fantasies, Ray. And then they changed.
Colton Haynes is, don't you?
Him, I can't remember.
He's the werewolf on the gates.
Oh, okay. So you like werewolf on werewolf action.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of fur action I'm talking about.
See, in a way, you like the before. And then when they turn into werewolves, that's for us. We like the hairy guy. No, I'm kidding. A werebear or something. Yeah. I haven't seen that yet. Have you guys watched it? Twilight? The last one? The latest one? I haven't seen it yet.
I've been meaning to, but...
speaking of movies to go watch, y'all have to go see Inception. Oh my God, it's the best movie.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw that last night. Hey, Jeff, are you planning to watch it?
I've never heard of the movie, but going back to the vampire flick stuff, I'm watching True Blood, so I haven't seen Twilight yet.
Oh, Twilight, okay.
Ray, True Blood's good too.
Yeah, that's very good too. Ray is into Ray and I are into True Blood. Oh, that's right. I missed last Sunday. Was it really good?
We were here. Where were you?
I was at the fundraiser.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, right. Anyway, guys, it's over an hour. Well, total, because we're splitting it. And it's going to be airing on Bear Radio by next week or 2 weeks from now. I don't know yet when. But yeah, thanks, guys. It's great having you guys again doing a Chaser show. It's been a long time since we did this.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always a pleasure talking about our fetishes. Well, people were.
And Jeffrey, send me a bunch of those good pictures of Ryan.
Which one? The one with the dyed hair? What?
No. Oh, no. Those are hidden away somewhere.
Okay.
So, we'll find them.
So, Ryan, do you have any online profile that people can check you out and hook up with you or something?
Well, I'm on Bear 401. Username is Rucker. Mm-hmm. Rucker. And I'm on Facebook, and it's facebook.com/Logan's Run.
Logan's Run.
Yeah.
No,
how sci-fi.
Yeah. Rucker is like a rowdy fucker. Yeah.
Didn't you just have a birthday?
April. It was in April.
Did your crystal turn red?
Funny.
Gosh. Okay, so Jeff, how about you?
Bears can contact me through Big Muscle Bear. My screen name is Mr. Panda Bear. That's Bear spelled B-E-H-R.
Okay, Mr. Panda Bear. We'll put the links on the website so you guys...
Where can the Chasers contact you at?
Yeah.
Same place. They're pretty chaser friendly.
Yeah, you're pretty... So they can ask for tips.
He just said it like the Bears can contact me at.
That's right.
I was like, well, what about the poor Chasers? What if they want to talk to you?
Yeah. Well, for one thing... Jeff here is the writer in the Chaser column in Bears Life magazine. So you guys can, if you guys go to the Chaser column, is that how you call it? Is it Chaser column, Jeff?
Yes, I still write for the Chaser column.
The Chaser column for Bears Life magazine.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Thank you guys again. And if you guys might have any comments on this show, send us an email. show@bearpodcast.com, or you can email me nard@bearpodcast.com,
or you can call the show at 206-222-2327. That's 206-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2- R is bear. And you can email me at Ray at Bear Podcast.
That's right. Okay. Ray, are you drunk? Have you been drinking?
No.
No. Okay.
And I'm on new medication, so it might be a different show next week.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So, coming up soon is, a couple of weeks from now is August 1st. Is actually the first airing of Bear Podcast 5 years ago. So, it's... Yay! Yeah, it's a fifth. Wow. It's going to be the fifth anniversary of Bear Podcast. We'd like to hear from you guys, so call us 206-222-BEAR. We'd like to hear some voicemails from you guys. You could play it in the show, and we're going to do a recap for the past year for top five audio and top five video. So you guys watch out for episode 340. Yeah, it's going to be 340, I think. Yeah, so go to bearpodcast.com, the official website, and subscribe by iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your way.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a beast. Wolf, what a beast.
Podcast your way.
Wolf, what a beast.
Hey, Maynard, what's the show number?
Oh, this is 328.
328. Can I do the intro?
Sure, okay. just dig in. Go ahead. Okay, ready, go.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Welcome to episode 328, Three Asians and Us.
I
all right, let's do this again.